Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Hi guys, my name is Kat.
And my name is Letitia, and you guys are listening to Basically Besties. You guys know we start off every single episode with our side eyes, so do you want to go first?
I would love to go first because this still makes me die with laughter. So you guys know we got back from the US recently, and when we were in Hawaii, we decided to do a little road trip. And it's basically this drive called the Road to Hana. And it's about, do you reckon it's 4 hours?
I don't know. Maybe, yeah.
It's bloody long. And it's like a windy road. And yeah. Anyways, we get about halfway and we reach this stop. And it's like a little corner store and we decide to get something to eat. So we all grab our food and we start heading back towards the car. And as we're about to reach our car, this mother stops us and she's like, oh my gosh, hi, I'm so sorry to do this, but my daughters are a really big fan. Do you mind if we get a photo with you guys? And I was like, yeah, absolutely. So I tell Deja to get out of the car and we're all standing there about to take a photo. And then all of a sudden, this woman appears out of nowhere. So not the child's mother, like a different woman appears out of nowhere. And she's like, I have no idea who you are. And I'm like, okay, nobody asked you. And everyone's kind of just looking at her like, where did you come from and what are you talking about? She's like, I don't know who you are, but everyone wants to get a photo with you. And so I'm going to get in the photo too. And like jumps in this little girl's photo with us. And she's like, photo bomb, like yelling at the top of her lungs. And I'm just standing there like smiling, looking at Tisha going, what is happening right
Literally,
now?
You can't make it up.
Anyways, she steps away and she's like, these two girls, like pointing to the fans, and was like, they're my nieces. I only met them like 5 minutes ago, but what was she saying? They didn't have her mom wasn't going to get her a hamburger.
And then my husband wasn't going to get me a hamburger. And I'm from Texas. I was like, oh, that explains a lot. Like, she was off her chop.
She was crazy. It was just a very overwhelming, weird situation, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was so weird. Like, I wish, because you can't even explain it. Like,
yeah.
I wish we recorded it. But.
And she was just very loud and in your face. And even the two girls that took the photo with us were looking at us like, I'm so sorry, we have no idea who this crazy woman is, but she's here taking, oh, that's right. She was like, oh, I don't have that TikTok. I'm a Gen, what is she? A Gen?
Gen X.
A Gen X. I only have Facebook. Do you have Facebook? And I was like, please leave.
Literally, by then I kept, I just gave up.
It was just so embarrassing. Anyways, so we said goodbye to them, got in the car, and we didn't shut up about it for about half an hour. It was so funny and awkward. So funny. But yeah, that was my side eye, the Texas lady.
Oh my God.
I think she might have been on something because no one is that loud and happy.
Genuinely.
And her husband was just kind of standing in the background creeping, like taking photos of us and recording it. And I was like, what are you recording for? Like, your wife just said she has no idea who we are. But I will say it was nice to meet those little girls.
Yeah.
I feel like we met a lot of people while we were traveling, but it was very different to meeting people back home in Australia.
Mm.
Do you feel that?
Yeah.
Everyone's very apologetic when they come up to you.
Yeah.
And it's like, why are you sorry, girl? It's fine.
Well, like, people like that in Australia too.
Yeah, but more so in America.
Yeah.
I don't know how to explain it, but there were definitely a lot of people that you could tell noticed us, but they didn't want to come up to us.
Mm.
And people that did come up to us and they wanted to take photos with us but didn't ask to take photos with us as well.
America is so used to seeing people that they just kind of have a respect for privacy, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, I have no idea. But I do remember seeing this video once where a girl was filming and Kourtney Kardashian and her two kids were about to cross the road. And the girl was like, can I get a photo with you? And Kourtney Kardashian turns around. She's like, absolutely not. I'm with my kids, and walks off. And I'm like, I could never be that rude. Well, I don't know. I think that's rude. I would never be able to say that to someone who asked for a photo. But maybe Kourtney Kardashian deals with it on a much larger scale. But maybe she's just at a point where she's like, fuck it, I'm like not in the mood. You know what I mean? And maybe that's why people are a little bit more scared, because there are actual famous people in America who can or who are rude to people who ask for photos.
Yeah, no, that's true.
So
this one time I was getting my eyebrows done and I had like thick like dye on my eyebrows, and this girl came up and she asked me for a photo. And I was like, oh, fuck, like, I wish you would wait. But I was like, fuck it, whatever. I was like, yeah, but my eyebrows look fucked, but okay. And I took a photo, like, thank God I never saw that photo again. But, like, so embarrassing.
That is so funny.
Like, it was so embarrassing, though.
I love it. I actually remember being at that same place, Benefit, when we were getting our eyebrows done. And someone asked Deja for a photo and I said no, and for them to come back because she had all of that stuff on her.
Yeah, it's so awkward. Like, sorry, but I'm getting a beauty treatment right now. Like,
come back in 10 minutes when I look good.
I just was like, sorry, guys, you have to wait. Like, I'm literally getting my brows waxed. I'm not just going to tell her to stop. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, it's interesting.
So what's your side eye?
Okay, my side eye was actually happening on the plane to Hawaii. We were like literally one of the last ones to get on the plane. Do you remember?
Mm-hmm.
We were like running there and they were doing the final call. But I can't even talk about it because it makes me feel sick. Like, it genuinely makes me feel sick. But there was this other family that weren't getting on the plane till last because their kid. Was having a fit, and he doesn't want to get on the plane. How cute. Next minute, we're boarding on the plane, and you know, we're right up in economy, like row 40 or something, like, and there's this free aisle, like right near us, like free seats. I was like, I bet you that family is sitting there. Next minute, I hear this kid, and I talked about this on my TikTok, but let me preface, this kid would have been like 7 years old, maybe a little bit older. So, you know, you can't even come to me with the defense, oh, he was a baby, he didn't know how to express his feelings. No, he could talk. Like, he knew what he was feeling. He kept saying what he was feeling. So we get on the plane and I hear this kid. I was like, please don't sit near us. Please don't sit near us. Anyways, he ends up sitting, like, literally right in front of us. And, you know, usually on a plane, like, everyone's like, oh, you know, it's just a baby. But this wasn't a baby. This was a kid. And everyone was looking around like, what the actual fuck? Like, this kid will not stop screeching.
Mm.
Like, it wasn't even a cry, because he did start crying at some points.
Yeah.
And it sounded so different. But he was genuinely just like screeching and complaining the whole 10 hours.
Yeah.
And I had my AirPods in, and then I had my AirPod Maxes on top of that, and I could still hear him.
What blows my mind though is the dad was just sitting there in silence, not even helping the mum.
Yeah.
Like, bro, help your wife. And then do you remember the flight attendant only came up to the mum an hour as we were about to land and was like, is there anything I can do to help?
Yeah. Like,
how about ask 10 hours ago?
No, because I was about to go up and help them myself. Like, it was so annoying. And the mum, they were clearly gentle parents or something, but she was like, please stop crying. Please stop crying. Please stop crying. I would have been like, you see that man over there? And pointed to my dad. Yeah, he's going to come get you if you want. I would have done that.
Do you know what I used to do when you were little? I'm going to call the police. If you do not shut up in 5 seconds, I'm literally calling the police and I'm going to tell them to take you away. And you'd sit there and you'd be in silence. Just a little threat goes a long way.
I was just saying, she should have just done something like that. Like, being like, please stop crying, isn't going to do anything. You know what I mean? Just all you needed to do was just say, the thing that you said before was, should take him in the airplane bathroom and flush the toilet. That would have shut him up real quick.
Do you want to go down this hole? That's definitely not gentle parenting though.
Exactly. But I just feel like, yeah, it was, I am so grateful we didn't have to fly back.
I know.
On the same flight, because wow.
Yeah.
That poor mum.
Yeah. Feel for her.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
So we just got back from Coachella a few weeks ago, and I thought we could chat about that today.
Because Coachella is like, it's a bucket list thing for a lot of people.
Well, it was on my bucket list.
Yeah, it's like you want to do it once in your life. And if you don't know what Coachella is, it's basically this big 3-day music festival in the California Palm Springs desert, but it happens over 2 weekends, so it's actually like 6 days, but usually you just go 1 weekend.
Yeah.
And
there's a lot of people.
Yeah, it's like the Influencer Olympics. And I didn't believe that until I actually went, but it really is the Influencer Olympics, because you'll see like every single influencer that you've ever watched in your whole life.
And there. It's so bizarre seeing American influencers, I must say.
Yeah.
Because I feel like they're, I don't know, I'm so used to seeing Aussie influencers everywhere, but to see American ones just like out in the wild.
Yeah.
It's weird.
It's a totally different like ball game, I guess.
Yeah. And the reason why Coachella attracts so many amazing people is because it has incredible artists.
Yeah.
So it's not just one amazing artist performing, it's like 10.
Yeah.
20 even.
Yeah. And like, I mean, I don't even know how long it's been going on for, but I just remember it becoming really popular like in like 2016 with like the flower crowns. And it was just like, it was just like such a popular thing. Or like when like Emma Chamberlain went, like it was I didn't huge. Even,
oh, really?
Yeah. And then I feel like ever since then it's been like just an iconic.
I didn't know that that many famous people went to Coachella, if I'm being honest. I just wanted to go to Coachella because of it's just something that you have to do, right? Mm. It's iconic and everyone loves it.
Yeah.
So I didn't realize how many famous people were actually going to be there. But when we went there on the first day, the amount of famous people we saw was actually insane.
Mm.
Who was your favorite person to meet?
Probably Bretman Rock.
Yeah.
Well, this is the thing, like there's different areas of Coachella. So like, I feel like we should just give some background.
Okay.
There's like five different stages. And the walking distance between the furthest two stages is probably about 25 minutes, like, to walk from one of them to the other. Like, it's a big, like, it's a huge venue. It's literally huge. You end up walking, like, 30,000 steps a day. Like, it's huge. And there's this big VIP section right near the main stage, which is called, like, the Coachella stage. And in the VIP section, that's where like all the influencers are hanging out. And when we first walked in there, I think it was that night, or maybe it was the second night. No, I think it was that first night that we walked in there. But I saw like 50 influencers just standing there, and it was just so weird.
Do you know how many people go to Coachella each year?
No, how many?
650,000 people.
On one weekend?
No, that's over the two weekends. So 300-ish on the weekend that we went to. 300,000. Isn't that wild. Insane?
Yeah.
And did you explain the VIP sections as well?
No, just were we not listening? Like
no, I wasn't. I was Googling. I was curious. I was like, how many people actually go? So I wasn't actually listening. So
next to the main stage, there's the VIP section there.
Mm.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
And that's like its own festival in itself.
Oh, yeah. When we first got in there, we were like, oh, this is like small. But then we walked back, like behind the front stage, I guess. And I was like, holy shit, it's huge.
It is huge. And there's different food trucks, yeah, are they food
like
trucks?
20 different food places. There's its own, like the VIP has its own merch stand, which is good, so you don't have to go to the main merch stand.
And then when I went to use the toilet, I only used it once because, girl, festival toilets at Coachella are worse than festival toilets in Australia. They're yeah. the ones that don't flush. Yuck, yeah, I'm gonna vomit.
Think about it.
Anyways, I went to the toilet, walked out, and guess who's there? What's that guy's name? That OnlyFans guy? Harry.
Harry Jowsey.
Yeah.
Is he famous? I actually don't know.
And I was like, oh, hey.
Did you say hi?
Yeah. He's like, hey, he was saying hello to everyone. And I was like, that is weird. He's in the Portaline line, like the Portaloo line.
Yeah.
That is so bizarre. Like,
well, everyone has to use it.
I know. It's just like.
Even the artists backstage are using it.
Really?
Yes.
Are using the VIP ones? No, they're not.
No, are using a Portaloo?
No, but they have nicer ones. Surely. Same shit, different seat. Anyways, also Megan Fox was there. That's just mind-blowing to me.
Yeah.
Like that would never happen at Splendor.
Yeah.
Just like roaming the grass or whatever you do at Splendor. I've actually never been to Splendor. What do they call it? Splendor in the Mud?
Splendor in the Grass is like another – it's a three-day festival, but it's in Australia. So it's obviously like a much smaller scale. And they couldn't even run it this year because they didn't have any ticket sales. So I don't know how much longer it'll be around for anyways. But, yeah, it was wild. Like there's just famous people everywhere. And, I mean, the most – high profile person that I talked to was Bretman Rock. And that's the thing. I saw like 50 other influencers that I love, but like I don't really want to bother them. So all I did was ask Bretman Rock for a photo, and he was like the loveliest soul I've ever met. And it's iconic. Or like Terry Joe. And he was like, that was like iconic. Like, I'm so happy I got a photo with him.
So random. So how did it feel going to a festival with all of us, all your family?
I mean, it was good. Like,
tell me the truth.
Yeah, it was fine. Like, it was whatever, but I don't know. I just kind of did my own thing anyways at times.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. What about your youngest sister? How did it feel going, like, because you guys spent a bit of time together too. Was that weird, or did you find it like it was a good bonding experience?
I mean, I think it was a good bonding experience, but yeah, I don't know. It's just so weird because in Australian festivals, like, I don't know. I would never go with you guys. No offense. But, like, it was good because I didn't really know what the vibe was. But, like, Coachella's really chill. Like, it was really, like, chill. Like, there was not much happening anyways.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then if I wanted to see someone, I would just go. But I guess, like, the only thing that was, like, kind of weird was just like being there with you guys.
Why?
Like, I don't know.
Like, we were cramping your style or something?
Maybe. But only at times. Only at times.
Do you, when Deja was there, did you feel like she was annoying, or did you like hanging out with her?
Like at Coachella? Like
yeah, at Coachella. Festival? Yeah.
No, I didn't think she was annoying. But it was good.
Would you ever see yourself going to a festival with her again when she's old enough? Like in Australia? Because you have to be 18 in Australia, right?
Yeah, maybe.
You would?
Maybe. I said maybe. Like, I don't know. It depends. I can't even tell the future. I feel like if I was going to a festival with her, we'd probably be like VVVIPs. So we wouldn't even like be where I'd be hanging out. You know what I mean? So that would be fun. But why? What did you think?
It was fine.
Going with us. I feel like you were stressed.
Initially, I was very worried about Deja, especially the first day because.
Yeah, but it's so different, hey?
It's very different. So different. I was. And it went before we were even gifted the tickets. So we were gifted the tickets by Beginning Boutique, and we needed to wear all their outfits. And initially I was like, are kids allowed to go? And the owner was like, yes, it's totally fine. I've been before and I would feel safe bringing my children. And I was like, okay. Anyways, we get to the festival and the first thing Deja wants to do is get right at the front. And I'm like, oh my God, because Deja is a very big music head. Hey, she loves music, don't you think?
Yeah. Wonder where she got that from.
From you.
I know.
Anyway, so I'm like, okay, Deja, we can go out the front, but I don't want to go too at the front type of thing.
Yeah.
And so we get about halfway and it's getting a bit packed, but it's not crazy. Then the next thing you know, the rapper was like, open up the pits. Did he say that?
Yeah.
Who was the rapper again?
Lil Uzi.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, let's get out of here. So I grabbed Deja's hand and I run out. And Tisha stayed. And then we met up with Tisha after and she's like, it wasn't even that bad. And I was like,
this is the thing. They just don't know how to party out there. Like, they open up the pits. I mean, some people open up pits like they tried to. I was like, this is like the weakest effort I've ever seen. Anyways, and then they wouldn't even like run in there and like punch each other or like jump. Like, they literally just
they
like.
They wouldn't even run in there and punch
like,
each other.
They would like just slowly close it and be like jumping like it was the middle school disco. I was like, oh my God, like this is not the vibe. But to be honest, I was a bit like skeptical. I was like, how's it going to go? But it was so chill. Like the crowd was so chill there.
So she told me that it was like not even that bad. So the next time she went up the front and it wasn't even that bad.
Well, I'll be surprised when she goes to her first Australian festival. She's in for a rude shock. Oh. She thinks she's going to get up the front. Because I love like jumping and like being in a mosh, but like I can't, not in Australia.
Oh my God, I got to share this story.
Scary.
I have to share this story. So me and Mel went to Big Day Out and who was playing? Snoop Dogg was playing. Mm. And he started playing. We were standing outside of where Snoop Dogg was playing. And then he started singing this song that me and Mel love. So I grabbed Mel's hand and I was like, let's go. And we ran straight into the crowd, straight into a mosh pit. And in within 2 seconds, I'm not even kidding you, me and Mel were flat on the ground getting jumped on. This big guy picks me up, pulls me out of the mosh pit, and he looks me dead in the eye. He's like, don't ever do that again. And I was like, oh, okay. And then I left, couldn't find Mel, found Mel like 5 minutes later. Both our legs are cut up. I've got a photo of our knees all cut up because we went straight into the middle of a mosh pit. Like, it is no joke in Australia. You will literally get squashed. I don't know what I was thinking. Like, I'm a tiny girl. What was I thinking?
Yeah.
Like, of course I'm going to get squashed. So after that experience, that's what I was thinking Coachella was going to be like. But it's not.
No.
It's so chill.
See, the only time I've ever really been at the front of an Australian crowd was for Tyler, the Creator. A couple years ago, and like I love him, like I literally adore him and his music, and I was like, I'm not missing out, like I'm getting right up to the front, but I literally had to leave because I couldn't breathe. Like you it's so weird because in Coachella you can just walk around and, you know, people are like sitting on the ground like waiting for the artist to start, whereas in Australia I remember being there and like my feet weren't even on the floor. That's how like tight we were, because people were just like, we were literally that close together to people that like they were lifting me up and I could like sway my feet. Like, it was crazy.
Yeah. Another time, it was that Big Day Out as well. This was with me and Dad. We wanted to see Lupe Fiasco and I was like, I need to get right at the front. And we got to the front and I was right across the barricade and the show started. We left and I had bruises all across my like midsection because people were like trying to get up the front. It's really? No joke in Australia, like yeah. People love to party.
Yeah, even when we went to that festival together for New Year's, and I remember ASAP Ferg was performing and he's like, all the girls get your titties out, and then they, you know, the screen would come up and everyone's like taking their shirts off. Like yeah. I was like, this would never happen in America. Like no. there's nobody's even on people's shoulders.
Yeah,
I was gonna ask some guys, I was like, you know, because Australia I'd be like, can you put me on the shoulders, and they'd be like, yeah, come on. But yeah, like here I was like, I'm not gonna ask because no one is up on anyone's shoulders.
Yeah,
everyone's just high.
Yeah.
And like,
well, I think the reason people choose to, because it's legal in that area to smoke yeah. weed, and you can tell that's what I'm going to say 80% of people are doing, because it's so damn expensive.
Yeah.
I bought a Coke for $13.70.
Yeah.
No, that is.
And it wasn't even the fat can, it was like the skinny can.
Yeah. What a ripoff. Who's going to buy alcohol? Imagine how much the alcohol would be
yeah.
if that was $14.
Yeah.
So I feel like that's another reason why people are so chill. They're just smoking a little bit of Mary Jane.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's true.
But yeah.
But how crazy was the fashion at Coachella?
It was very – there was so many different like – styles, right?
100%.
There were people who were very chill, very like nothing out of the ordinary, and then there were people who you just know they spent weeks on that outfit. And I must say, I've never seen festival outfits like that. Like, I feel like in Australia it's very mediocre. No one really goes to that extent. Like, they're not wearing. I saw one girl wearing, like, there were a lot of ass cheeks out, a lot of people just wearing G-bangers. Then I saw this one chick who was wearing a G-banger with big fishnet socks, stockings, big platform shoes, and then this tiny little top, and her hair was just crazy. Like, can you imagine if someone did that in Australia? People would be like, where the hell are you going, girl? Yeah. You know what I mean? But it's kind of acceptable over in America.
Mm.
Did you feel that?
I mean, Australian, I feel like you haven't been to many Australian festivals to even say. Because, like, when I go to an Aussie festival, I'm wearing, like, little to nothing.
Yeah, but you're not wearing a G-string and a tiny little bikini top. I saw people walking around in, like, two pieces.
Yeah, a lot of people were wearing, like, bikinis and stuff.
Yeah, like, and then wearing shoes with that. Like, that. It. I know people dress skimpy, and I know see-through is a thing, but there are a lot of girls wearing, like, very minimal material.
Yeah.
And true. Even matching as well, which I thought was super
there
cute.
Was so many matching outfits.
What did you think about my outfits? Were they Coachella approved?
I don't even remember what you wore.
Wow, Tisha. Do you remember my wig?
Yeah, I remember your wigs.
Tisha hated that I bought these wigs. Okay, she thought I was going to get cancelled to begin with. She's like, Mum, don't.
Did you?
No, zero. No one cancelled me because I wore a pink and blue wig. Like, what are they going to cancel me for?
I don't know. People are crazy.
Anyways, you just were embarrassed about me and my wig, Blue Raspberry. That's what I named my wig, guys. Anyway, so we're driving to Coachella, right? And I spot this store, this hair store. And I was like, babe, pull over. So he pulls over. I get out of the car. They have so many wigs. I am in heaven. And you know what? I have been wanting to try a wig for a really long time, but there is just, it's not something that's done here in Australia. Yeah. Nobody wears wigs. Well, not that I know of anyway. So I just haven't ever bought a wig. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to Coachella. This is my time to wear a wig. So I start looking at the wigs and I find this blue and pink one. And I'm like, this is it. I'm gonna wear it. And
it looks like Kylie Jenner.
I take that as a compliment. Thank you. So I buy this wig and I also buy a blonde wig, which I didn't really like as much as the blue and pink wig. And I got ready, put it on, and instantly, you know when someone is like not vibing with your outfit, like you were not vibing with my hair?
As
if you weren't, Leticia, you already had issues with it.
I didn't say anything. What did I say?
You were just giving me a look like you were judging me. You were judging me, okay? Everyone else was like, yeah, you look great, you look great. But then I was like scared because it's a big thing walking out of the house with a wig on. Have you ever done it?
No.
It's scary.
Yeah, I'd imagine.
You should try it one time. Anyways, and it's our first day at Coachella too, so I don't know how serious people are going to be, you know, looking. Anyways, I put the wig on, put my outfit on. It's just like a plain black outfit because I really wanted the wig to stand out. And I had the best day ever. I literally was channeling a new energy. And so I brought that wig home and I'm going to whip it out one day.
Well, you know what? It was really good because I could spot you from a mile away. This one time I lost you and I was like, oh, wait, there's Blue Raspberry. She's over there. Because you just really stood out. But
I did really
stand out. I didn't have anything against it.
Even Bretman Rock liked it. He's like, I love your hair.
Yeah.
You didn't like it initially. Be honest.
No, I'm being serious.
And then the next day Tisha was wearing it.
As a joke.
What if I wore it to a festival in Australia? Would you be okay with that?
Yeah, you do you.
As if.
No, I'm not going with you.
Alrighty, guys. Thank you so much for listening. This is the end of the episode. Make sure you follow us at Basically Besties Pod on TikTok and Instagram because we have new episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Okay, we'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Basically Besties is recorded at Amplify Studios, hosted by us, Leticia and Kat Clark, and produced by Fenella Jamison.
We pay our respects to the traditional owners of the land and waters this podcast is recorded on, the Gadigal people of the Eora Nation.
Hi. This is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at UH1.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.